liyachod mi mishpachas matavio. How come when the pasuk talks about this girl, the pasuk tells her, pasuk says v'chol bas yereshes nachlo mi matas bnei Yisrael liyachod mi mishpachas matavio. The pasuk says, when you daughter, when you want to get married to a man from the same shevet as your father. So the question is, according to Rabbaya, Ihochi, highly echemi mishpachas mata avia ve'ima mi boile. Why does the pasuk only say mimata avia from the same shevet as your father? The pasuk should have said also mimata avia ve'imeha. According to Rabbaya, it should have said clearly that you have to get married to a man from the same yichas of you, that the mother should be the same mother as yours. Tamar says no. Eks of Hochi, the pasuk would have said like that. Mimata oviho, the imo, that you should get married to another, to a husband that has the same parents as you. Havamina, I would have thought to say then, afilu ipcha. Then it could be enough to say, as long as the parents are equal. That means she has a father from Reuven, and the mother comes from Shevet Shimon. So if the pasuk would have said, get married to parents the same way, maybe then she can get married to a son from Shevet Shimon. And just that, his mother should be from Shevet Reuven. And that's not enough. That since her father is from Shevet Reuven, we want to make sure that son is also from Shevet Reuven. That's why we say Mimata Aviyah. Because the main thing, of course, is, the main thing we're worried about is that when she takes over the Yerusha from her father, Shevet Reuven, the husband should also be from Shevet Reuven. Now that's the main thing. Just if he could also take care of the mother, take care of that like secondary. But if it would have said them equally, the Yochei Havamina Afilu Ipcha Kamash Mulano, that we have to say clearly that the main thing is the father. When this daughter gets married, if her father is from Shevet Reuven, she has to get married to her husband from Shevet Reuven also. Just Agav, if your mother is from Shevet Shimon, try and get married to a husband that his father is Reuven and his mother is from Shevet Shimon. That's the way Abaye lets down the pasuk. Now the Gemara says, Tani ulanta b'raisa b'sibas haben v'tanya b'sibas abal. This is going back to original shaila before. The shaila is, how do we know that there's such halacha that a husband yashins his wife? That's what our Tana holds. And even if they have children, let's say you have parents and they have children, then rachmanis, the mother dies first. So our Mishnah says halacha is a husband yashins his wife even before the children. And how do we know that? Svidashim sukim before. So now we're going to say to Bryce, we have questions exactly, how do you know it from the Pasuk? So we'll see now. Now we'll dash in the Pasukim over again. So what's like this? Tanya, one Bryce says, B'sibas Aben, V'tanya B'sibas Abal. And another Bryce learns the Pasukim talking about that either the son yashins the mother, or the husband yashins the mother. So this, Tanya B'sibas Aben. I'll bring one Bryce to learn the Pasukim is talking about that no, a son yashins his mother. The Pasuk says, V'loy sisoiv nachlo levnei Yisrael mimato almato. Don't change around like the nachlo from one shevet to another shevet. So the sibas haben across the medavru. It's talking about the son, that you have to know the son yashins his father. So therefore, the Yerusha will always stay in the same shevet. Like the father is Reuven, and when he dies, his son yashins him. So therefore, he'll stay in shevet Reuven. The Gemara telling me the Sibis Aben, the Pasuk is talking about that a Ben yashins his father and his mother. Oy, Eina, maybe not Ela the Sibis Habal. Maybe the Pasuk is talking about also that a husband yashins his wife. Gemara says no, Kishuaymer. There's a second Pasuk here. It says it twice, really, in the end of Bamidvar. The first Pasuk says, Loisisov Nachlo, Livnei Yisrael Mimato Amato. That's by that the son yashins his mother. But two psukim later says, a second time, v'loisisev nachlo mimata lamata acher. So what's the second pasuk? That's talking about a husband. That a husband yashins his wife. Kishuwem v'loisisev nachlo mimata lamata acher have a haray b'siba tabal omer. It's talking about that the husband yashins his wife. If so, ho'amani mekayim, what do I do with the first pasuk? V'loisisev nachlo levnei Yisrael mimata lamata b'siba tabena kosamadaber. It's telling you also that lu yitzuya, the husband dies first. So when the husband dies first, the halacha is the son yashins his father. Then let's say the mother dies, and the mother has her own property. That's this other pasuk that a son also yashins his mother.
the mother, really, the wife, there are two people that yashin the wife. If the husband's alive, when the wife dies, the husband yashins his wife first. If the husband died already, and then the wife dies, and she has children, so her children yashin her. That's these two psukim that both yashin the mother.
The husband comes first, but b'makom there's no husband, the husband died already, then the children yashin the mother.
Right.
Tanya Edith wrote another price like this. Come out the same thing. The Postic says again.